Petitioning for clemency in Washington state can mean having your entire life judged in just one moment. The process is one of the only ways that people who are incarcerated can have their sentences shortened or thrown out. Reporter Max Wasserman recently watched a clemency hearing in Olympia and reports on how it went for one man and his family.
He was always getting into trouble as a kid, so Alana Irvin came up with a nickname for her brother.
He was just a little devil, so they just PB, just shorten it up for PB, peanut butter, because he's always in the thick of things.
PB's real name is Prenters Broughton. As he got older, the trouble got thicker. First drugs, then some robberies, and finally prison, where he's been for the last 19 years. Now he's petitioning for an early release before the clemency board. Broughton's family wiped away tears while he spoke about his transformation via video. The way he looks at it, prison has been like a repair shop for him.
Everything that I think that was wrong with me, I've been trying to fix it. And never before have I had this incentive to do so.
A successful clemency petition does a handful of things. It explains the original crime, how the person has changed, and why they won't reoffend. For board member Evelyn Jensen, Broughton's case checked all three.
In my mind, to be drug-free for 10 years, even in prison, is probably a little extraordinary.
The motion carried, unanimously. That doesn't mean Broughton's case is guaranteed. After all, Governor Jay Inslee still has to weigh in. But for his sister, it meant a lot. Again, Irvin.
I couldn't help him. My mom couldn't help him. Nobody could help him. He had to learn that for himself, and he did. And amen to that.
In Olympia, I'm Max Wasserman.